Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. If you're anything like me, life throws some serious curveballs sometimes, right? It feels like just when you think you've got things figured out, bam. A setback, a surprise, or maybe even a full-blown hurricane hits your carefully constructed plan. But here's the thing. Those curveballs, those challenges, those messy moments, they don't have to break you. In fact, they can actually make you stronger. Today, we're diving deep into building resilience through adversity. Think of it like this. We all have that inner superhero waiting to be unleashed. Adversity is just the training ground for them to flex their muscles and show up in a big way. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you become an unstoppable force even when things get tough. First, embrace the suck. I know it sounds cheesy, but seriously, sometimes you just gotta acknowledge the suckiness of the situation. Don't try to sugarcoat it or pretend it's not happening. Acceptance is the first step towards moving forward. Remember that feeling when you finally admit to yourself you've totally burnt dinner? It's a relief. Second, shift your perspective. This is huge. When things go south, our brains tend to zoom in on the negative. But try this. Consciously look for the silver lining. Maybe it's a chance to learn something new, or an opportunity to grow in unexpected ways. Think of it like this. Adversity is just a different path leading to the same destination. Maybe a slightly bumpier one, but you get there. Number 3. Cultivate self-compassion. This means being kind to yourself, even when you screw up. Remember, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Ever heard the saying, be your own best friend? That's what self-compassion is all about. Fourth, build your support system. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, encourage you, and celebrate your wins, big or small. These are your cheerleaders, your tribe, your anchor in the storm. You know those friends who always seem to know how to make you laugh even when you're feeling down? Those are the ones. And finally, take action. Don't just sit there feeling sorry for yourself. Even small steps forward can make a world of difference. Start with something manageable and build from there. Remember, progress is better than perfection. You don't have to conquer Everest on day one. Just start taking those little steps up the mountain. Let me tell you a quick story that really hammers this point home. I remember once, back in college, I was working on this huge project for my history class. It was due in a few weeks, and I felt completely overwhelmed. My schedule was packed, I was stressed out, and I just wanted to give up. But then, I remembered something my grandfather always used to say. When life throws you lemons, make lemonade. So, instead of letting the stress paralyze me, I took a deep breath, broke down the project into smaller, more manageable tasks, and started tackling them one by one. I reached out to my study group for support, took some time for self-care, and celebrated each milestone along the way. Guess what? Not only did I finish the project, but it turned out to be one of my best pieces of work. And you know what else? The entire experience taught me a valuable lesson about resilience and perseverance that I carry with me to this day. So, remember these 5 key takeaways. Embrace the suck, shift your perspective, cultivate self-compassion, build your support system, and take action. When adversity knocks on your door, don't hide. Stand tall, face it head-on, and use it as fuel to become an even stronger, more resilient version of yourself. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways that you've built resilience through adversity in your own life? Share your stories and insights with me on social media using the hashtag #TheBalancedStoic. Let's create a community of support and inspiration together. Until next time, keep calm, carry on, and never underestimate your inner strength.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.